The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
All my single girlfriends, I'm going to tell you right now, the thing that they hate most about being single is the dating apps that they're forced to be on. You have to be on dating apps now if you're single. If you want to find somebody.
It's just the way the world works.
It's a new club.
And it's a new
spot to meet.
When we first got married, it was still kind of like weird to be on a dating app and like meet people that way.
Dating apps are fun, though. Like, I've had so much fun dating apps. And
especially, because you're the guy.
No, but even for women, too. Like, I have good friends on
that. Have you met people that you're actually friends with? I mean, obviously, you've probably met girls and slept with them. I'm talking about, have you like built any kind of relationship off of them?
I would say friends is like a strong word, but I got really people cool that I'm really cool with, and like, we're still like, you know, acquaintances.
So the answer is no.
No, but like, it's not like creepy and everything's not all weird. Like, you have that. Yeah, actually, you know what? Me and my friend Michaela, we're cool homies. Like, she lives
one out of the hundreds. See what I'm saying? But that's the thing.
It's still one.
Well, that's the thing. There
and there's
are
been
red
a lot
flags.
Of people married off of them now.
No, you're right. There are red flags, though, that you got to look for. If you're single and you're on these dating apps, the person's profile picture says something about them. So let's listen to today's episode and discover what it is. I'm coming to you on Tuesday morning with a confession. I know it's not one confession Wednesday, but I'm a bad parent.
What exactly makes you a bad
parent? Let me explain. Well, DJ Automatic, you should know because you're a bad parent.
I don't feel like a bad parent.
Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
I'm not a bad parent. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, and I'm not a parent at all. Just not even a parent.
We didn't decorate for Halloween. And I go pick.
Halloween yet. We can still decorate.
It doesn't matter. No, it's too late. It's too late.
You know when it's too late? November 1st is too late.
It's too late. We go pick my daughter up, you know, take her to friends, bring her friends over. Everybody's house has ghosts outside. The parents actually have the whole Nightmare Before Christmas outside. Yeah. Huge,
like life-size figures.
Damn.
I took my daughter. Pumpkin.
All you have is skeletons in the closet.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? Open the closet. We'll have the most Halloween decorations of any family. So anyway, we're going to go buy a pumpkin tonight. And we're going to have a good time in our kitchen and make a jack-o'-lantern.
Are we going to buy some decorations? Like it or not. Are we going to buy something? Are we going to buy some candy? Are we giving out candy?
We all got to give out candy.
You still got time to get a good bucket, make a good night of Halloween. Yeah. You can make some apples and stuff like that. But Dana, I don't think don't be too hard on yourself.
I'm not the mother that decorates or keeps
like
children's
it might be
pictures.
Because you were a single mother. Right,
because
my mom was the exact same way. For 4th of July, my mom said, "You want me to buy you fireworks?" She wasn't festive. I don't think single moms have time to celebrate holidays like this. My mom said, "You want to buy fireworks? How about this? I'll give you a $20 bill, wave it in the air, light it on fire, burn my money if you want to."
I'm not buying that because my mom was not a single mother and she was the exact same way. She didn't decorate anything. It was like the Christmas tree went up the day before Christmas.
I'm busy. I got things to do. Man. You're lucky we're doing a jack-o'-lantern tonight, Ava Maddox, okay? All right, National Day.
You better
Anthony
eat these seeds, too.
roast them.
Speaking of it, we'll start off with National Pumpkin Day.
All right, that's perfect.
And every day on this year, it is national, actually worldwide, Howl at the Moon Day.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Why?
Do you remember that time we saw the chupacabra?
Yes.
I bet you that thing howls. We're going to tell scary stories later on this week in the theme of Halloween. And wait till you hear how.
I don't know that a chupacabra howls, though. I would think of more of it as like a growler from after the way we saw it.
When people hear this story, they're going to freak out. So we'll tell that one on tomorrow or Thursday.
Whatever day you want.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, the dating world today is such a different time than it was for our grandparents. You got all these dating apps. You got to upload photos to the profile pictures. What does your profile picture say about you? There are actually red flags to look for. Ladies, for instance, and it may just be me, but if he's not wearing a shirt, what are you doing?
I won't even accept you as a friend if you're shirtless.
Well,
in your
profile
picture.
You don't want to date him either, do you? What if she's not wearing a shirt?
Then she's going to want money.
Is he a red flag, Dana Cortez? You think so?
I do. I just think that if a guy doesn't have a shirt on, and look, washboard abs, good for you. But that means probably you're vain. You're a vain man.
I feel like it could be like a weight loss journey situation, though.
No, then I need a before and after then, sir, okay? So that's why I don't miss being single. Automatic, I remember your MySpace profile picture. It was cute. You looked cute.
It was just a DJ. Yeah, the DJ promo picture. That's what it was.
You looked taxi driver hat used to wear it.
No, not that one. It's just a normal baseball hat. And I've only worn that. I wore that hat for one photo shoot, and for some reason, that picture just keeps.
If I was you everywhere.
I hate that damn picture.
Oh, aren't dude. You glad you're not single?
I wouldn't get a date with that picture.
For me, when it comes to red flags on dating apps, I look at women if they don't have a full body photo. If everything's neck
Anthony,
up,
is that a red flag for you?
Yeah, that's
a
big red flag.
Or the angle is like super high from above and then you can't see their collarbone, because I'm looking for collarbone meat.
Okay.
Let me tell you another thing. I've been in the dating world for a long time, but I was always looking for tagged pictures. Because the tag picture is what you really look like. You can have your little Photoshop, like, done-up joint that you got as your profile picture.
Oh, you mean
picture.
At the friend post. I'm going to go through the tag pictures
because that's where you're going to get to see the real angles.
It is always fun on dating profiles when they do have their Instagram information in the profile. So then you can really get your lurk on, too.
You really lurk out there. I like that. Okay, there's a couple of things. First of all, man, I just want to tell you, group photos is not a good thing.
Why?
Well, which one are you? Oh. I can't even figure out which one you are.
The one thing I know about girl group photos is the least attractive one is the one who's in the that's
automatic
their picture.
Stop.
I'm just telling you that's the way it goes.
No,
that's the same thing for dudes. It's usually
you're probably the least attractive person in the picture.
That is so awful.
I'm sorry, it's the truth.
Okay, sticker over a girl's face. Why do you do that, guys? What is that? They're like in a picture with a girl and they put a sticker over her face. Who is that girl in the photo?
Make sure your attention's where it needs to be, on me. Don't worry about her at all. You know, it's hard to take photos.
What is up with the hot tub photos? Why do men post photos in a hot tub with other men? My girlfriend just hit me on Twitter. She's like, girl, and she sent me this picture of a profile. Well, who is this man with that much confidence?
I think your girl's on the wrong website. I think that's Grindr. I think that's actually Dudes for Dudes. I don't know. She might have trouble. All right,
so that should be a definite red flag.
Yeah.
Line two, what's the best dating app in your opinion?
Bumble was a good one.
Okay, so let's talk about their profile photo. When you see a guy's profile photo with blank, it means it's automatically a red flag for you. Fill in the blank.
If he has a fish, if he has a cat. Like.
The fish thing threw me off. You mean if he's holding up a fish near a boat or something, you like, red flag, not going there.
Yeah, and it's like a fish picture from 2016.
if there's only photos of him in a hat, be cautious of that as well, too, ladies.
Get hat-fished.
Get hat-fished.
Yep. But the biggest red flag of all, according to Mashable.com, are photos with your ex or possible love interest.
This is why I don't miss dating at all. We're posting this entire list at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Go to the story.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You're not going to believe what one of Drake's best friends gifted him for his birthday. It's already been a few days. We still got that OVO hangover. I got this story and more. It's the best gossip, the Daily Dirt, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
Creator of Family Guy, Seth MacFarlane, celebrating his birthday. Hey. We also got CM Punk celebrating his birthday and Schoolboy Q celebrating his birthday.
I know who else is celebrating. Kim Kardashian. Her Skims line, which is one of the most successful body shape lines in the country, just collabed with Fendi. Fendi is arguably one of the most popular upscale, one of my favorite high-end fashion lines in the world. I want these Skims. Can't buy these Skims, but they look good. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. It's in the story.
Kim better thank Kanye, because she would have never even been in the running for Fendi if
You're
it was
right.
not for Kanye.
He really turned her on to couture. She was an off-the-rack girl, like most of us. For years and years.
It'd be super cool if she came out with like a Skims for Men line.
She should!
Right? And then she'd be like, this is how Kanye got me. He wore these. I would buy those.
Bro.
I would definitely buy that.
All right, so now we're going to talk about Moneybagg Yo, who, by the way, congratulations to him. We're near the end of the year, and he's got the second best-selling rap album in the country. Behind Drake, still in front of Kanye. We got to sit down with Moneybagg Yo, and he revealed to us how he got his big break.
Actually, Takeoff had dropped a bracelet. It was like $80,000 bracelet.
Oh, my God.
And we followed the tour bus. They pulled over at the gas station. We gave it back to him. Like, we could have just took it in.
Where does that come from, where you thought, I got to be honest and take him that bracelet? Because most people would not have, they would have never known.
We just looked at, like, maybe something bigger can come out of this. So we really want to do music. So we feel like, man, maybe we get a song. Maybe we can just campaign with them. And that's what happened.
That's probably one of my top five conversations ever in all the interviews we've ever done. I'm not kidding. He's just such a good person. And that is an inspirational story.
Speaking of top five, is Moneybagg Yo the top five rapper right now? Is he a different?
Yes, 2021 for sure. Yeah.
Right, him and Lil Baby.
He needs to be in a conversation. Yeah, nobody gives him the credit. Well, the fans did.
Why you put my heart in this
the fans gave
and
me credit.
While we're talking about Memphis artists, also shout out Pooh Shiesty. I don't know what it is about Memphis artists, but they stream very, very well.
Is he going to get out?
I hope so, yes. Free
I hope so too. I really do hope so.
You can go check that interview on
yeah,
the
both
Danny
of them
show.
Are on YouTube. Yeah, free. Subscribe to our channel. And we'll talk about Drake. Here's another inspirational story. You know, Future the Prince, one of his best friends, gave him a Rolls Royce over the weekend. And some people were commenting, that's an old Royce. It's from back in 2007. It's the exact car Drake used to rent back then for $5,000 a month when he was faking it to try to make it.
Baby.
And he said, I was the only person that believed in myself. I was investing in myself. People treat you different, you know, if they think you got something. Facts. And yeah, he wrote this hugely inspiring post on Instagram. Drake is pretty closed in, right, normally about his feelings. So it was a lot for him to share.
In the video that he shared, he's with Future the Prince. And what Future the Prince says, man, you should have sat in the back when we first came up. It could have looked different.
Check the photo.
Talk about faking
Rolls Royce.
It.
I know. At Dana Cortez on Instagram. And, of course, you definitely want to watch these conversations we've had with Pooh Shiesty and Moneybagg Yo.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
All right, Automatic Anthony, I'll begin my WTF with a story about Leo Gomez Franqueria. He speaks five languages, has a higher IQ than Einstein, and Leo is 7 years old.
What?
Whoa.
How?
His parents say he grew his first tooth at age 6 months, and he was already standing, talking, and putting together small words.
Aww.
6 months Damn. Old.
Shout out to the worst thing, but is the growing a tooth at that age? Is that a big
deal? Oh,
that's a big deal. That doesn't happen until like year and a half, 2 years old.
Because you got the tooth fairy's got to visit way earlier. It's a whole thing here. Okay, so the parents said that they couldn't understand what was going on, so they took him to the doctor, and the doctor said you have a genius child.
Duh.
Obviously, so they feel like they have five children in one because little Leo, being as smart as he is, has to be constantly stimulated. He was invited to Mensa. It's the largest and oldest high IQ society in the world and became the youngest member at age 2.
Whoa. What? Imagine being outsmarted by your 2-year-old kid.
Dude, that's a whole different twist on terrible twos, dude.
I know, it really is.
Very manipulative.
I bet you couldn't tell you what the 50 radius cities are, though.
Leo probably doesn't know what the 50 radius cities are.
Okay,
we don't.
Or can just release the radius cities. And here's the top five, okay?
All right.
Number 5, Phoenix. Number 4, D.C. Number 3, New York. Number 2, L.A. And for the number 1 spot, taking out the pizza rat in New York, is Chicago for the 7th year in a row. And I will say this, I have had a run-in with a Chicago rat, and they are aggressive.
Well, between D.C. with the politicians and the Chicago rats, what's the difference at this point?
Oh, nice zing, dude. Well, I know we have a big rat problem, but what do you guys know about statues in America? Did you guys know?
I know a lot of them are getting torn down.
Well, check this out. Did you know that America has more statues of mermaids than of congresswomen?
What?
Laughing at that?
I'm not.
Because it doesn't surprise me. And it's very sad.
Data was collected on nearly 50,000 monuments across America, and we found that it's 11 times more likely to see a statue of a mermaid than of a congresswoman.
Why do women constantly get disrespected? We need more women statues, women that are serving in Congress.
They were like, AOC or a mermaid? Go with the mermaid.
The Little Mermaid one.
Dingle.
I got lots of love for Ariel. I do. I really got lots of love for Ariel, but I agree with you. Let's get one for RGB. Let's get a statue for her, something like that.
Yes. But she's not in Congress.
Damn it. All right. Maybe I'm part of the problem.
She
I don't
was
even
a
know.
Supreme Court
there
Justice.
It is. Yeah, I'm part of it.
And she's dead now.
All right. Well, I'm not
well,
making
even more reason to give her a statue.
Yes,
okay?
Justice.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You ever been dumped? You're like really in love and it just hurt your heart so much. Well, in case you missed it, psychologyforthought.com just did a study and they say getting dumped is good for us. Oh. I will break down the study now. These are the three stories you need to know. DJ Automatic, you first.
So in case you missed it, yesterday was Chucky from Child's Play's birthday.
Okay.
So Anthony didn't tell us that it was actually Chucky Day yesterday.
Chucky Day yesterday, okay.
I am shocked.
So did you know that Chucky actually has a full name?
I had no idea.
His full name is Charles Charles Lee Ray. He was named after three prolific American murderers. Can you guess who they were?
Well, Charles Manson, obviously.
Charles Manson was the first one.
Lee Harvey Oswald?
Yeah, was the second one. He's the man who assassinated JFK. And the third is James Earl Ray, the man who assassinated Martin Luther King.
Whoa.
Ooh, so this is a bad dude. Chucky's terrible. I hate Chucky.
Chucky's based on a lot of horrible people.
What I don't understand is parents back in the day used to give their children a doll called My Buddy that looked exactly like Chucky.
Yeah, dude.
Whose idea was that?
I had a My Buddy doll passed
Charles
down
Manson's.
To me.
Did you like it?
Apparently, according to my mom, I did, until my auntie forced me to watch all three of the original Child's Play. Yeah, dude, so that was rough. But, yo, shout out to Chucky. Is he the greatest slasher of all time?
No.
I mean, I know he scared the hell out of me as a kid. I'm wondering, does Charles Manson get some kind of, like, residual money? Because like,
he's dead. He gets nothing.
Oh, okay.
No pity, no prayers, nada, nada.
All right, in case you missed it, a new study shows that men who take pictures with their dog and display them on dating apps are more likely to be faithful and ready to settle down.
Oh, I love it because
I guess that makes sense.
You're taking care of something else, another living thing.
So all my dogs out there, go and get you a dog to cover everything up. That's what it's saying. But actually, the study goes on to say that men who post photos of their chests, motorcycles, and boats are still out there living that thought life.
Oh. Right. You know what we'll do? Later on today, we should do red flag photos.
Oh,
I mean,
for
if you can't see
apps.
That for yourself, you got come on, think about it. If a guy's got a shirtless in his picture or he's showing off his car, he's going to cheat. I'm just telling you right now.
Dude, if I own my own boat, I am not a one-woman man. I'm telling you that right now, dog.
All right, so in case you missed it, getting dumped is a good thing, according to psychologyforthought.com. Your family and friends probably saw the red flags and told you, this person's no good for you. They probably alluded to it and you stayed because either you thought you could change the person you're with or you believed it was your fault and you needed to change. Both wrong. Getting dumped is good for you because now you're not in this dead-end relationship and you deserve someone who's as excited about you as you are about them. Staying in this horrible relationship means you're never going to find the one.
Plus, you're going to lose a bunch of weight right away.
Is that what it is right there? I just thought this was such a great study because when you do get dumped, although later on you figure out this is the best thing for me, when you're going through that pain,
and it's
the worst.
And especially if you feel like you didn't see it coming, right? Or quote unquote, you thought it was going to work out.
You really did. And you were giving it 100 and the other person for some reason just could not accept your love.
I was like, nah, I'm not that into you.
And I've said this before, but I remember when Anthony went through the worst breakup and it was just hard. It was hard for you. We felt for you. I remember Otto called you with man talk was like 2 minutes. I don't know what you told him, but it was like, listen to this song, bro.
You know what happened is Anthony wanted to go on an African safari and we never did that.
And that's
the beauty of
safari, bro.
Of getting dumped is it sparks new adventures and new thrills and a new life. So don't worry about it, guys. It's gonna
and
work
still
out.
One day we're gonna go on an African safari.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know how certain foods roll around during the holidays that you just can't wait for, like the Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're up in the game, and I've got all of the deets inside food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Tuesday is upon us. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Young Grammar Error.
All right, so last week, October 21st through the 22nd, was equal pay for Hispanic American women who faced the largest wage gap among minorities in the United States.
What?
Women are overrepresented in many of the lowest paying jobs, but Latinas face the biggest disparity despite an overwhelming number of Latina women graduating college. The wage gap may shift because a lot of these women have refused to return to low-paying jobs after the pandemic.
Oh.
Even starting their own businesses. Yeah.
Things everybody's got a new little hustle going.
You got to. I still can't believe that Latina women face the largest wage gap of any minority in the country.
If you don't know what that means they get paid the least out of anybody,
which is sad.
Yeah, no, it's sad, but hey, shout out to everyone striving to get more and make it
fair. That's right. Hey! All right, and then finally in food news, Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes are back for the holiday season. Everybody loves these. They only come around once a year. And now you're going to be able to get Little Debbie Christmas tree ice cream.
Oh my gosh. Get in me.
Fat Dana is excited. She excited right now. It's only available exclusively at Walmart. And it's
$2. We're going to Walmart.
Yeah, man. $2.50 a pint.
Damn.
I thought a pint automatic eats like a gallon in 2 days. I have to buy four at a time.
Walmart's crushing it with the merch game right now, dude. Since the Netflix launch and stuff,
man,
now Little Debbie, what's next, dude? Tony and Tiger? Like, brands are going wild, dude.
National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start off with International Howl at the Moon Day, everybody.
Ow.
There it is, automatic. I knew you'd do it, dude.
If you've been feeling weird, it's because that full moon this week. Remember what Sirimati told us?
Oh, ugh. Be careful for that, ladies and gentlemen. And Dana Cortez, what did the pumpkin say at happy hour?
Anthony A., what did the pumpkin say at happy hour?
Let's get smashed. It's National Pumpkin Day.
You know there's a pumpkin shortage.
What?
Yeah, I guess because of farmers and the lack of water and everything else. So why are they letting the elephants stomp on them at the zoo? There's like this new thing going on. I'm like, you're wasting the pumpkins. I need them for my empanadas.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
There's a pumpkin shortage.
I know, but the whole elephant thing just threw me way off.
There's a
like,
thing
is there
doing...
like a massive amount of elephants that are just going out smashing pumpkins?
Yes, yeah, humans like are giving them the pumpkins.
Yeah, it's like this little TikTok Instagram thing. It's like, yo, let's watch these elephants smash these pumpkins.
Well, my neighbors didn't think it was that cute when I did it.
Because you're a juvenile delinquent. You're not a cute elephant.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Today's October 26th, and it's time for Music Facts with DJ Automatic here on the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. All right, let's get it started.
All right, in today's birthdays, we got Bootsy Collins.
Nice right there. A lot of good samples from Bootsy.
Shout out to that man. He's a genius. And we also got TDE's own Schoolboy Q.
Smoke this, drink this, straight to my level, watch this snow tick.
Definitely one of my favorite artists. Let's get some of that Schoolboy Q on a playlist.
Did you know that Schoolboy Q actually did the handwriting for Kendrick Lamar's Good Kid, Mad City album cover?
Great little tidbit right there, Ant.
I know that. Today in 1985, Whitney Houston scores her first number one on the Billboard Hot 100 with Saving All My Love For You.
So I'm saving all my love for you.
Only Whitney could make being a side chick sound that good.
Well, Whitney went on one hell of a run after this. She had 6 straight number ones.
Woo. Never has there been a voice like that, and I doubt there ever will be. R.I.P. Whitney Houston.
On this day in 1993, Michael Jackson is awarded a patent for his stage shoes. The shoes actually allowed him to do that forward lean he does in the Smooth Criminal video.
You've been struck by a smooth
criminal. So the shoe actually fit into a peg that was placed on the stage so he could do that lean forward he would do and then pop back.
I wondered, how in the world does he do this on stage? Now I know. I never knew that.
I had no idea either. All right. On this day in 1998, U.S. federal courts refused to issue an injunction against makers of MP3 players. So this is before the iPod. And this is really during the time when people started burning CDs. Your computer had the option to burn a CD. But there were some MP3 players out there, and this is when piracy really started happening. It's really started to hurt the recording industry.
For anyone who doesn't understand, burning CDs means illegally making a copy of it and distributing it. That means the artist didn't get any money.
No, and then we had Napster pop off in about 2000, 2001, and then the recording industry just went to hell.
And the rest is history.
And last on this day, in 2018, the King of Petty, a.k.a. 50 Cent, used Groupon to buy 200 tickets to Ja Rule's concert for $15 a piece just to leave him empty.
It's hard for me to believe that it has been nearly 20 years and these two men are still beefing. I mean, I think that's some young man stuff. They should just both grow up and make a song together.
You have to admit that was pretty funny, though.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
They matched on Tinder a year ago, and then his boyfriend gave him a ring and a kidney. So we asked the question, what's the nicest thing you've ever done for a significant other or just for people in general? That's what we do, two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. We've done a lot of online dating talk today. We did a lot about red flags, right?
Yes.
But this is a positive dating story, DJ Automatic.
Okay, give me the gist. What happened?
Reed Alexander, a Colorado man who was battling kidney disease before meeting his future husband, Rafael Diaz. Rafael and Reed hit it off so well that he proposed to him, gave him a ring, and actually gave Reed his kidney. And just round of applause to that man right there. That is some love.
Let me tell you, Reed must be laying it down. Because if he gave a kidney after a year.
I did not know that Tinder.
I haven't even introduced some girl to my mom for a year. Come on.
I did not know Tinder was a place for organ donors. But hey, apparently it is. And Automatic, have you ever done anything the likes of what Raphael did for Reed for your wife?
I'm not even half the human being that man is. I would never, ever give anybody an organ. I'm sorry. That's just the honest to God truth. I mean, well, if Dana needed a kidney, I mean, I would try to give her one.
Okay.
Yeah, I would try. I mean,
you put in for it?
Yeah. But, like, have I ever done anything? Like, what's the nicest thing I've ever done for her? I gave her a child.
Oh!
I didn't give her an organ. I gave her a life.
He gave her a heartbeat,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I gave her a heartbeat. I mean, what else could I have? I've given her trips and jewelry and, I mean, nothing, like, really substantial besides a child.
And I hate to throw this out there for the people who don't know, but did you have the one time pass kidney stones?
Yes, that was the worst pain I've ever had. And do you know what they do say? And this is going to piss women off. They say it's worse than childbirth.
Okay.
They say it's worse than... I've talked to women who have passed kidney stones and to women who have obviously given birth, and they said that the kidney stones were worse than childbirth.
Oh, my God, dude.
And I wasn't dying, dude.
I wasn't even trying to go there. I was just trying to say that nobody would want your kidneys.
Oh.
But...
That too, yeah, they're useless at this point.
At DJ Automatic, ladies, please let him know how you feel about his take in regards to.
It wasn't my take, it was her take.
That's what you're saying, dog. You said a passing kidney stones makes child labor look like jump rope.
Yes.
Look like elementary exercise right there.
I thought I was dying, Anthony.
Let us know at Anthony8400, at DJ Automatic.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Ooh, that Chucky fact that you gave us, his real name. That he's named after all of these terrible human beings.
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy that someone would think of that for this movie, for Child's Play.
I mean, to think of a sadistic little toy, though, is kind of weird in the first place.
Well, no, it wasn't a toy. It's the man that was going into the electric chair and his spirit transferred into the toy. And that happened. And I don't understand why you don't like watching scary movies. They're funny. They're fun. And they leave you
like thinking. Chucky to me is funny. What is it? Tales from the Crypt, funny. Those are like funny. But like when you get into like The Exorcist or like Rosemary's Baby, anything that has to do with the devil,
Purge.
Yeah, with like no, like that to me,
Damien Omen.
Yeah, anything has to do with religion and being like the devil scares the hell out of me because I went to Catholic school growing up and my mom's extremely Catholic, so it's just been like burned into my brain that the devil's gonna get me.
What do you think is the scariest movie? Maybe we should count down scariest movies later on this week.
It's tough. It's a tough up, man. Because like,
there's so many good new ones, right?
I love when a scary movie can scare me like normal people setting, like Paranormal Activity. Like they were just in the house that I could have been anybody. Like
yes.
That Paranormal Activity got me good. The one with the nun, I forget. Oh, Conjuring.
The Conjuring.
Yeah, like those kind.
The religious
scare
ones?
The hell out of me.
Okay, so
but like
will.
The paranormal, not so much.
Yeah, because you ain't never been in a haunted house. So I made Automatic watch the Night Killer, Night Stalker with Richard Ramirez. The guy that used to kill
That's
people
a real
in El Paso,
story.
Texas. Yeah, he watched it one time for a month. Oh my God, somebody's in the house!
I'm still locking the doors every night after that. Well, he said he would just come in through unlocked doors. So I'm the kind of guy that used to leave my door unlocked. And
not anymore. We'll break down scary movies later on this week in the podcast. For now, though, keep listening.